people will oftentimes overdose in the presence of other people, and those people may have a lack of medical training. They certainly don't have access to naloxone until we now have that ability to provide that. And as a result, people may die before they actually get the needed medical care. So I think of this as being very similar to performing CPR or using a tourniquet for severe bleeding. It's a way to save a life until definitive medical care can be made available.
How effective is naloxone?
Naloxone is able to knock the opioid off the receptor in the brain and actually stimulate the respiratory center again so that breathing will resume. It's very important, though, that people understand that this is, first of all, of course, not a cure for addiction, but also doesn't make everything all right, that it's still very important to call 911.
From 2009 to 2015, the number of heroin-associated deaths has more than quadrupled. What has been going on in this 6 years that we're seeing these terrifically higher numbers?
This opioid epidemic has come in three waves, starting with overdoses due to use of prescription opioids or misuse of prescription opioids that began some 10 to 15 years ago. Roughly 5, 6, 7 years ago, cheaper, purer heroin became much more available, particularly in the western parts of the United States, including Alaska. And then over the past year or two, we've begun to see more and more use of fentanyl and some of the synthetic opioids, some of which actually can be purchased over the internet. Many of these come out of labs in Asia, particularly in China. And some of these drugs are very powerful.
To your knowledge, has this been used ever before in the state for a public health issue?
I'm not aware of any instance where a disaster declaration for a public health emergency has been used.